Hallelujah. Seigneur, garde-moi près de toi. Tu es tout pour moi. Je veux être dans tes bras. Lord, you are all for me. I want to be in your hands. You are all for me. I want to be in your hands. Keep me close, tight to you. I love it. That's my prayer. And that's your prayer. And he will do it. He said, pray. You prayed. He will do it. Keep your faith. Don't let nothing steal it from you. He will do it. He will do it. He did it with us. 1 year and 6 months. At the beginning of this ministry, Brother Forkpak came. He poured out his heart. He did everything he could and everything he knew. And it looked like there was nothing to see. Faith. He went. Before he goes, he said, okay, I'm passing the mantle to you and to John. And I started shaking. And John was the one who wanted me to be there. And I was wanting him also to be in the front so I can hide behind him and push him. So now he is back there pushing me. Yeah, it's going to be okay. We all started tonguing to the right, tonguing to the left. And I said, John, you know I'm not intelligent. I don't know about you. Let's say one prayer. Let's tell him, you may be seated. Let's tell him, we don't know where to start. We don't know how to do it. If really he wants us to be part of his workmanship, he's going to have to do it through us. And till today, we don't have any program. We didn't have no plan. Day after day, this God has woke me up. He woke me up with something. He woke me up with something. And when I say, John, this is what he's telling me. He is telling the same thing to him. Isn't God good? Isn't he answering prayers? The African International Ministry is 1 year old. And we feel like it was yesterday. We are confident now that if he took us 1 year, he will take us 100 years. But we had to celebrate this first year. We had to celebrate it. Give him the praise and the worship. Tell him that we did nothing. He did everything. Amen. So today, we are bringing back Brother Forpa with a particular anointing for you and for me. Tonight, the man of God will come with a word from God, especially for you. If you open up your heart, if you open up your faith, if you just avail yourself and let the word work with you. He did it with me. He did it with John. He did it with the African International Mission. He's going to do it tonight. It is his word. Amen. I want to just thank you all for coming. I want to just thank you all for believing and trusting him. And tonight, we want to welcome the man of God, Brother Forkpa.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Claude. Thank you. Thank you, church. African Ministry International, we want to greet you from this podium in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. While you are still standing, your Bibles in your hands, we want to welcome the Spirit of the Lord in the house. Such a beautiful singing, such a beautiful spirit. I believe we are going to have a great move of God in this house at the rest of this week. Amen. That's not saying the Lord hasn't been here, because I know the Lord has always been in this house. His eyes, his ears are open to the prayers being made in this house. We are just going to join in this celebration. Somebody say celebration. You got to get happy. That's a celebration. Clap your hands unto the Lord and get happy in the Lord. This is, oh my God, we're going to have a time in the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. The bishop, Pastor John Grant, he's not here. And Associate Pastor Wright, Grant, and thank God for Brother Hawk, his wife, and all of you wonderful people, Brother Cloud. Pastor in the making, amen. Brother John, amen. I don't know what you call him, vice pastor. That's not a term we use in church. Probably assistant or maybe secretary treasurer. Call him what you want to call him. Hallelujah. Along with all of you wonderful people that I've been hearing some good news about you, I got the memo that this church is on the move. You're not answering me tonight. I said this church is on the move. And we are in for something wonderful. Thank God for your invitation for me to come. It's always my pleasure to be here at Calvary Gospel Church. Thank you when I was sick. Amen. And admitted to the hospital, this church prayed. And they gave me financial assistance. I want to take this time to say thank you for your help. Amen. Your Bible's in your hand. Mark chapter 3. We're going to read a few verses. And then Acts of the Apostles chapter number 3. Amen. Verse 1 through 6. But first, Mark 3:1. That can be put on the screen. I appreciate it as long as my subject tonight. Just a wonderful thing to be here tonight. Amen. Mark 3:1, when you find it, say amen. And he entered again into the synagogues, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watch him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, the first instruction was stand forth. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they heard their peace. And when he had looked around above them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth the hand. And he stretched it forth out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Stretch. Somebody say stretch. Oh, say like you mean to say stretch. Stretch forth your hand. Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried home. They laid daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them which enter into the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple to ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such shall I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and leaping. I feel miracle in the house right now. I want to preach to you very briefly on this first beautiful evening of this anniversary of African Gospel, you know, African Ministry International, on the subject called to do the impossible. If that can be placed up there, I would appreciate it. Called to do the impossible. I want you to lay your Bibles down. I feel something in this house. This is not a program, y'all. This is worship. Tell somebody we came to worship. Tell somebody this is church. I don't hear you in the house. Come on, put your hands together. This is church. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Lift up your hands right now and let's fill this house with some real apostolic Pentecostal noise. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We praise you. Oh, you said in your word, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. We come to praise you. We come to worship you. We come to give you glory. Hey, Bashokotelelo Mohota. We praise your name. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You are worthy, oh God. You alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you, oh God, because you called us to do the impossible. We thank you in Jesus' name. Somebody in the house say amen. You may be seated. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. You may be seated. You may be seated. I came to preach. Amen. And I want, how many of you are going to help me preach tonight? I like noise when I preach. Now, those of you that know my ministry, I like noise because it gets me nervous when people get quiet on me. I'm a noise maker. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise him. You see, I'm so excited because he woke me up this morning. Sound in my mind. Brother Claude, I did not die in my sleep. If I died in my sleep last night, amen, I couldn't praise the Lord. But he woke me up this morning, sound in my mind. I've got a right to praise him. I've got a right to glorify him. I came to celebrate my God. Can somebody praise him? If you have breath, praise him. You've got a right to praise him. Oh, I feel it in my spirit. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Called to do the impossible. You see, I'm going to dwell on a few words. Among them would be stretch. Somebody shout stretch. Stretch means to push yourself beyond the normal limit. When you stay in your comfort zone, when you stay in your normal self, you don't see the supernatural. We got to come here with the mindset at this anniversary that this is not going to be church as usual. We're going to do some unusual thing. You didn't hear me. We're going to do some unusual worship. We're going to do some unusual praise, because when we step beyond our limit, when we go a little farther and stretch ourselves, the glory of God will come down. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. shall yes in the house of the Lord. Oh my God. That's what stretch means. Amen. To go beyond the normal limit. Amen. In fact, it is a scientific proof that all of us are made and designed to do more than we are doing right now. Every person is designed, and it is also the proven fact that we only use a very small percentage of our actual potential. And in other words, you can do more than you think you can. Oh my God. I didn't come to speak to normal people. I'm not saying you are in sin. You're not in sin. You got your five senses. In fact, when you have the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you have not received the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I know you are in your sound mind, but I cannot tell you today that there are some things we must do to get away from where we are, to break the limit, to break the devil's record. You see, the devil is saying, you can't do it. The enemy says, you can't do it. You know what Brother Cloud said, right, when we started this African ministry here, some people said, are you kidding? What makes you think in this city you're going to have an African outreach ministry called International? What makes you think that? In the first place, some people say, it will never be. You can't do it. That's the limit, the limitation the enemy puts on us. Says Jesus entered into the synagogue. It's amazing how the writer did not make mention of any dignitaries in that place. The writer didn't say there was an ambassador of the government. He didn't make any mention of any government official. But he made a particular, amen, mention of a man with a withered hand. It means that a man was crippled. I don't know which one of the hands, the left or the right, but he was withered. In other words, his hand was crippled. He was a handicap. Amen. His hand was dry up. Amen. Just hanging on him, it couldn't function properly. Amen. And he couldn't use it. Let me say something to you as I advance with this message tonight. I want to set a tune. I want to set the platform for this, if you want to call this revival, call it a weekend revival. So your faith will be raised to a brand new level. Amen. So by the time we leave from here, every wall, every limitation, every setback, every obstacle can fall flat in your path, because there's no impossibility with God. I don't know who I'm preaching to here today. Amen. It might be impossible with man, but with God, all things. Somebody shout, all things. You better shout, all things are possible with God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Oh, God. Amen. You may be seeing that Jesus enter into the synagogue. With all the religious people in view, amen, there is a man with a dried up hand. Couldn't use it, incapacitated, amen. I don't know how long the man had been in that condition, amen. And the Bible tells me that these religious people were not concerned about a man's withered hand. Do you understand that there are some people who don't even care what kind of problems you are going through? They're just concerned with their religious practice. People go to church sick, go home sick. People go to church depressed with all of their emotional tension. Amen. And some churches, I'm not talking about this church, but a cloud. This is a fine church. This is a good church. This is a church where you come, amen, and you expect to go out differently. But I'm sick and tired of some religious church. All they want is their religious stuff. Didn't care about a poor man's hands, and they're watching to see if Jesus will heal. You see, the thing about it, the people knew that Jesus would do something, because Jesus is always doing. Why would they watch him? They knew, amen, his nature. And hear me, I said they knew that everywhere he went, he was doing good. When the cripples saw him, they began to walk. He cleansed the lepers. He raised it. They knew Jesus would do something. Somebody shout something. Jesus does something. He's not a God with hands but cannot save. He's God. He has hands and he saves. He's not a God with ears but cannot hear. He hears the cry of the poor. He's not a do nothing savior. Watch him, brother, because they knew according to his characteristics he would do something. Let's just watch him. We want to catch him. He's going to be guilty. We're going to bring down the verdict. We know him. He's fond of doing things. He likes to go around the poor people. You see, we religious people don't care for this man, but Jesus, there's just something about him. He will soon, you don't hear me, he will soon rise to the occasion. He's going to heal this man. Just watch, just watch. Just keep, just. We want to catch him. We want to bring him down guilty. And I like what Jesus did. Amen. You see, nothing can stop him from working. No rule, no religion. It was on the Sabbath day. Jesus knew that. But the Sabbath cannot limit him. Amen. He got to look around and to see what he would do. And then Jesus stood and looked at him with anger. He asked him one question, which is right to do on the Sabbath day, to do good or to do evil? They held our peace. He said, to save life or to kill. They held our peace some more. And then with anger, Jesus looked out and looked at the man and said, man, stand up. Amen. Command number one. What I like about Jesus, when he gets ready to ask you to do the impossible, he first asks you to do the possible. Oh, you didn't hear me today. Before he can ask you to do the impossible, he first asks you to do the possible. That's something he could do. He could at least stand up. He couldn't stretch for his hand, but he could at least stand up. I'm wondering during this anniversary, how many of you can stand up for Jesus? Just stand up and give him a praise break. Clap your hands. Worship him. Oh my God. I feel like standing up for Jesus. Somebody shout yes. Yes. Yeah, Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Clap your hands and give him glory. My God, my God. You may be seated. He says, stand up on your feet. And the man stood up, you see. Amen. And then Jesus said, stretch forth your hands. You got to understand who Jesus was talking to. Jesus is asking a man who has been told, you will never be any better than you are now. I don't know who I'm preaching to. The enemy has told you, you will never rise again. The enemy has put a brain on you and say, you see, you are down and you're going to remain down until you die. You're never able to function again. But I got news for you. Amen. The master steps in and says, stretch. Stretch forth your hands. Stretch. You didn't hear me? Just stretch. You gotta stretch. You gotta do that which is impossible. You know why? To gain the miracle, you got to come from the natural to the supernatural. You didn't hear me? To have God's miracle, you got to come, amen, out of the ordinary to the extraordinary. I don't know who I'm talking to today. You got to stretch. Stretch yourself. Stretch your hands. You say, preacher, I'm not able to do it, but that's the point. God is asking you to do the impossible. Oh, you didn't hear me. Glory to God. God is challenging. You know what I like about Jesus? Jesus did not challenge the man's disability. Everybody got disabilities. Everybody got some problems. Here, Sister Kim, Jesus is not dealing with the man's problem. He's dealing with his faith. Jesus said, I'm going to mess with his faith a little bit and see how much of that stuff he has. Because he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. The Bible said, through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made of things that are that do appear. Stretch forth your hands. Jesus knows that this man's hands is withered, that this man's hand is incapacitated. He's never used it before, but that's exactly what he's trying to do. Amen. If you can obey God about the impossible, you will see the incredible. The problem with some of us, we don't push ourselves far enough. We like to be like Apostle Peter. You know, we're in our little boat. The boat mentality. Amen. I don't want to get my feet wet. I'm in the boat. Leave me alone. This is safety for me. I like what Jesus did. Jesus comes around, he messes with his faith. Amen. Peter said, Lord, if it be thee, amen, bid me to come unto thee on the water. I like what Jesus said. Jesus said, only one word, come. He will ask you to do the impossible. Amen. Peter knew, humanly speaking, intellectually speaking, psychologically speaking, no human being had ever walked on water before. But Jesus looked at Peter and said, simply come. You didn't hear me. And when Peter listened to the voice of Jesus and believed, the Bible says, Peter walked on water. You didn't hear me. I'm speaking faith tonight. You got to get out of your boat and do the impossible. You got to get out of your comfort zone and do the impossible. Somebody shout yes. You are called to do the impossible. You know what the Bible says? Peter walked on water. Peter did that which was impossible. Read the entire Bible besides Jesus. Nobody. Not even Elijah. Not even Moses. Not even Joshua walked on water. I'm here to say this to you. You want to see real miracles? You want to see the real supernatural? Let's get out of our boats. Hey, don't think about failure, because with you and Jesus, failure is not your portion. I said, with you and Jesus, failure is not your portion. He said, come. Peter walked. And here are the rest of the guys sitting in the boat. This is James and John. Their feet dry. But their faith is also dry. The problem with church folks, we like too much security. What will happen if I do it and fail? The answer is nothing. We just go on with normal business. You're not the first person that ever failed. I'd rather attempt and fail than attempt nothing at all. God to do the impossible. You might be seated. I'm trying to wrap this thing up. I'm trying to build your faith in such a way that you're going to leave from this conference believing that it is impossible to fail. For with God, all things are possible. You got to also understand the same Bible says all things are possible unto them that believe. Tell your neighbor that I'm a believer. Tell your neighbor that I'm a believer. Come on, move that limitation. You are a believer. All things are possible. Move the limitation. Too much rules, too much restrictions, too much, amen, limitation put on God. We limit God when we think there are things that God cannot do. You are called to do the impossible. I like the man at the gate beautiful. The Bible said Peter and John on their way to the gate beautiful. Amen. They come across a lame man. This man, the thing about this man, he has been lame from his mother's womb. From birth, he has been lame, crippled. He was born a crippled baby. He grew up as a crippled boy. Now he was a crippled man. 3 times crippled. The parents concluded that this man would be of no use to society. Isn't it funny how people can put a brand on you? Write it off. They say all this man can do is to beg. That was a common practice in those days. If you didn't worth anything, they taught you the trade of just begging. Has society reduced you down to a beggar? Don't take it. Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Don't take what society calls you. The devil is lying to you. The enemy is lying to you. Amen. Because some way, somehow, when God made you, he made you with a plan. Hey, his plan for you is not for evil, but for good. Amen. To give you a future. To give you, amen. Hallelujah. To give you, amen. To prosper you and to give you a future. God did not create your future to be dark. So what I like about this man, even though he was born crippled, grew up as a crippled boy, amen, and was now a cripple because he was about 40 years old, amen, all the society expected him to die a crippled man. But what I like about this man, every day he woke up, he was expecting something. What I don't like about some church folks, they think they will remain the same. That's a mistake. If you mess around this God I'm preaching about long enough, something about you got to change. You didn't hear me. I said something got to change. Because if any man, if any boy, if any girl, if any woman be in Christ, he, she is a new creature. All things. Somebody shout all things. All things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Amen. This crippled man had a secret about him. Every day they took him to the gate beautiful, he would sit there. He was waiting one day that this conditions got to change. You know how people change? You got to get sick and tired. Oh, you didn't hear me. Sick and tired of your present life. And you're not going to change if you are satisfied with where you are. But every progressive man knows that his future is brighter than the past. Every thinking girl, every thinking boy knows, amen, that there's always a brighter future. It's not where you came from, it's where you are going. You didn't hear me. I said, God has a better plan for you. Don't get satisfied with where you are, because some way, somehow, God is getting ready to bless you. Amen. You got to expect something. Every day, we'll take him to the gate beautiful, and he's sitting there, and he's not just there for coins. He's saying, okay, yesterday was bad. Today is kind of terrible. But maybe, somebody shout maybe. Sometimes you got to live on a maybe. Maybe some way, somehow, I'm not going to die like this. I know all my life people thought it was over for me, but the God that I serve, I read in the back of the book of Jeremiah 29:11, that God's plan for me is not for evil. Oh, you didn't hear me. He has a better plan for me. Oh my God, he has a better plan for me. Amen. Here comes Peter and John. Here comes Peter. What I like about this, hear me. What I like about the apostolic church. Something is about to change. You can't always be in an atmosphere of the Pentecostals and expect to be the same. You didn't hear me. So here comes Peter and John. Glory to God. They're on their way to prayer. You know, praying people that are powerful people. Glory to God. Amen. When they got on the scene, amen, this man is there again, you know, asking for alms. Peter and John passing by, Peter said unto him, look on us. Amen. Because you see, before God does something for you, he gave you the first instruction, which is what? The possible. Somebody say the possible. look on us. That's something anybody can do. Now here comes the impossible. Amen. Peter looked at him and says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. What I like about, amen, real apostolic Pentecostal holy people, they might not have money, amen, but they got something. They might not have silver, but they got something. They might not have riches, but they got something. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise, rise up and walk. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place now. Glory to God. Ask the man to do the impossible. But then Peter and John understand that this man was crippled for 40 years. Somebody shout 40 years. The thing about being in a condition, you get used to that. Have you ever been in a condition that you got so used to? If it's normal, the abnormal becomes normal. I refuse to let my abnormal be normal. There's just something not right. And I can't, you didn't hear me. I can't lay with it. I'm not going to lay with it for the rest. I'm sick and tired of it. Hey, man, I'm not going to get used to it. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. I said, don't get used to your condition because it is about to go. Somebody said, go. Oh, there we go. Don't get used to it. Don't get married to your condition. Some people just get married to their situation. They hug it and kiss it and love it. And are you kidding me? It must go. It's time to divorce. It's time to sign a bill of divorce. It must go. My problem might go. Amen. Your condition is, you didn't hear me. It must go. Baba Shataya Mahaya. He said, look on us. And what I like about the man, he looked on them expecting. Somebody shout something. That's why you get, you come in the house of God, you get something. You get something for paying attention. Look on us. Amen. And when Peter reached for the hand, took the man, because you see the thing about Peter, Peter is intentional. Somebody say intentional. Peter is objective. Somebody say objective. We don't come to church just to be coming to church. We expect something to happen. We expect lives to change. We believe that homosexuals can be changed. We believe that lesbians can be changed. We believe that smokers can be changed. We believe that adulterers and fornication, and they can be changed. Somebody shout yes. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Ha! Oh yes, Peter lifted him with the right hand and said, in the name of Jesus, stand up, rise up and walk. That was an impossibility. You may be seated. I want to close, but you may be seated. The man, when Peter said in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, rise up and walk. The man still stay there because people get used to their crippled condition. People get used to their decayed and their declined condition. They have been like this all my life. Leave my stuff alone. Amen. No. So he's still sitting down. The man didn't know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But hear me, church. Some people can hear, but they need a little bit of help with their faith. If you just can give them a helping hand, you didn't hear me. Don't just say the word. Lend them a helping hand, because some people's faith needs a little help. Gave him his hand and said, Peter, you don't understand. I'm a 40-year-old cripple. I've never been able to walk before. You got to stretch yourself beyond your normal condition. Finally, the man stood up. That's what I like. Well, if you can stand, it means that you can walk. And if you can walk, it means you can leap. And if you can leap, you can run and praise. I don't know who I'm talking to today. He's calling you to do the impossible. Who am I talking to? It's time to run and not be weary. God is calling you to do the impossible. Oh, who am I talking to? Who am I ministering to? Amen. That reminds me. That reminds me of a church, and I'm closing. That reminds me of a church that I visited some times ago. Amen. This man had been in the church all his life. Edward, good man, never received the Holy Ghost. He prayed and prayed and prayed in church, out of church. So I got in there, and the pastor said, Pastor, Fourpaw, you see that man? He prayed for the Holy Ghost forever. Seemed like he can't pray through. I look at the man, I say, are you going to be here Wednesday night? I said, oh, yeah. I said, come. You are going to receive the Holy Ghost. You see, the first point here of breakthrough to doing the impossible is to obey. The man showed up that night. That's all you have to do. Amen. The man showed up with his wife. Amen. His wife didn't have the Holy Ghost. I didn't know it. So at the altar that night, quite a few people came. Edward stood here. His wife stood there. Amen. And we started praying with people at the altar. Glory to God. I was praying with somebody else, to be very honest. I wasn't even praying with Edward. I was praying with somebody else. When I look around, Edward, amen, had received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, as the Spirit of the Lord gives the utterance. Amen. Amen. Before long, his wife also received the Holy Ghost that night, speaking in tongues. What was the business? What was the secret? Amen. They believed that the impossible could be turned into possibility. I walk into another church, amen, and the pastor said, Brother Fourpaw, nobody had ever received the Holy Ghost in the church for a long time. You know what I told him? I said, today, somebody will receive the Holy Ghost. And they thought I was crazy. They thought I was crazy. No, I was not crazy. I just believe stretching yourself beyond yourself. Amen. That night, amen, at the altar, Brother Claude, the Holy Ghost fell. And there was a young lady that broke forth and began to speak in tongues. And the Lord came down in that place. It was not because I was such a powerful preacher. It was because when people believe that they can stretch themselves, amen, you can see the impossible. In my homeland, amen, of Liberia, I went to a village to preach. We had a crusade. People came from everywhere. And then someone came and said, Brother Fourpaw, this area, nobody can receive the Holy Ghost here. I said, why? He said, well, because the Lutherans that came to this place in the early 30s, they taught the people that the Holy Ghost season was over and nobody can receive the Holy Ghost. And I said, hide and watch. Get hide yourself somewhere and watch. And see what God gonna do. Amen. I can remember while we were in that praise and worship. When I was just doing praise and worship, the Holy Ghost fell. There was a girl in the middle. She was speaking in tongues loud and clear. And I said, devil, listen. Amen. The barrier had been broken. Amen. That which the devil said could not be done, it has been done. What has the enemy told you that you cannot do? The enemy said you couldn't rise again, but I'm here to tell you that God has called you. God has called me to do the impossible. Your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed right now. Oh, yes. Walls are falling down. Close your eyes. Something is happening right now. Impossibilities are turning to possibilities. I say the impossibles are becoming possible. I want you to run to this altar right now. Run to the altar with your hand raised. I'm talking to everybody. Come. Be like Peter. Step out on your water right now. Hey, he's turning it around. He's turning your impossibilities into possibilities. He turned your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy. Lift up your hands right now in this house. Oh Lord, he's turning it around. He's the God of the impossible. Praise him. Praise him in the house. Come on, church, praise him. Lift up your hands. Oh Lord. Lay hand on somebody and begin to pray right now. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. I feel something in the place. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Oh Lord. Pray with somebody. Find somebody needing the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.